From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says U.S.-Russia relations are at a low point, pointing to a lack of trust between the two countries. His comments coming Wednesday after hours of contentious talks in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Putin, speaking separately to an interviewer from Russian state television, agreed that relations between Washington and Moscow have deteriorated this year. The immediate dispute between Moscow and Washington is how an April 4th chemical weapons attack that killed more than 85 people and sickened hundreds in Syria occurred. The Afghan Taliban says that it does not support Russian-sponsored multi-nation talks on Afghanistan because the process seems to be motivated solely by political agenda of the organizers. The Islamist insurgency issued its reaction a day before delegates from Afghanistan, as well as its immediate and far neighbors, are due to meet in Moscow to resume what Russian officials refer to as consultations on prospects for Afghan security and national reconciliation. Friday's round of discussions will be the third Moscow has hosted since December, saying that the effort is to encourage the Taliban to engage in peace talks with the Afghan government to end the protracted conflict. The European Court of Human Rights ruling today that Russia failed to adequately minimize risks ahead of a 2004 attack by Islamic militants on a school, and then that the actions of security forces contributed to the deaths of the hostages. The three-day siege and massacre started on September 1, 2004 at school number one in Beslan, a town in the Republic of North Ossetia, leaving more than 330 hostages dead, 186 children dead. This is VOA News. At a White House meeting with NATO Chief John Stoltenberg Wednesday, President Donald Trump reaffirming that the U.S. commitment to the Western Alliance he once called obsolete. Stoltenberg called NATO a bedrock of security in today's volatile world. VOA's Lattice Hoek reports.
At a joint news conference with Stoltenberg, Trump praised the 68-year history of the military alliance.
The NATO alliance has been the bulwark of international peace and security.
Trump pledged to work with members to resolve threats to global security, including the unrest in eastern Ukraine and what he called the disaster currently taking place in Syria.
This includes upgrading NATO to focus on today's most pressing security and all of its challenges, including migration and terrorism.
As he has in the past, Trump called on NATO members to meet their financial obligations to contribute 2% of their GDP to defense. Stoltenberg said fair burden sharing among member nations has been his top priority since taking office in 2014, and that there has been improvement. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese authorities are offering big rewards, as much as $73,000 in some cases, to people who provide information about foreign spies. Officials are highlighting the seriousness of the situation, with some saying there's a need to protect national secrets. But others are poking fun at the campaign, which state media are promoting on social media and through a playful cartoon video just days ahead of the National Security Education Day. Chinese exports surging more than 16% in March, the fastest pace in a little more than 2 years, perhaps a sign that global economic activity is picking up. Import growth was also strong, but the trade imbalance with its top trading partner, the U.S., remaining high at nearly $50 billion. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad filing papers to run for another term in the country's May 19th election. Last year, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that he had recommended that Ahmadinejad not run for office. Ahmadinejad still needs the approval of the 12-member Guardian Council. The Nigerian government Wednesday said it interrupted plans by the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram to attack the British and U.S. embassies in the capital, Abuja. It said a 20-year-old suspect was arrested last month and confessed to the details of the plot. It said five other suspects were arrested days later. And German investigators said today that they're trying to determine who's responsible for Tuesday's explosions near a bus carrying players from the Champions League team Borussia Dortmund. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.